Thank you for calling Kayser Compressors. Press 1 for parts orders, parts pricing and availability, or to check the status of an existing order. Press 2 for service. Press 3 to speak with a sales representative and for all other inquiries. Thank you for
connecting your call.
Looking for an apples-to-apples comparison on compressor efficiency? It's just a few clicks away. Our compressor's performance is tested and recorded using a universal reporting standard from the Compressed Air and Gas Institute.
Kayser Compressors, this is Christian. How can I help you?
Al Underwood, please.
He's at the local branch. Let me try and transfer you over there. One second.
Okay.
Good morning, Kayser Compressors.
Oh, I was going to transfer to Al Underwood.
Okay, may I ask who's calling, sir?
Yeah, my name is Ruben.
Okay, hold on just a minute, please.
Sir, you've got it with the award-winning Mobile Air Portable Compressor Series. These compressors produce...
Good morning, sir. This is Al Underwood.
Hi, Al. My name's Ruben Goldstein. I got your email. How are you doing?
Yeah, you're going to work early this morning.
Yeah, I'm a few hours behind you guys.
I know.
Got your
You're
email.
In California, aren't
you? I am. I'm actually
you're
trying
you're
to
on the West Coast?
I am. I'm trying to actually get this guy paid and funded today for the end of the month. I'm having customer that I'm having him take advantage of a month-end special we've got going on. So can you give me an idea? When will you guys have this invoice ready?
I don't know, but I can, I mean, it's the end of the month for us, too, so we hold on a minute, let's see. Looks like there was some communication between the two people that are working on it about 9:34, so just a minute ago. So they're working on it right now, so I think we'll have it within the next 20, 30 minutes.
Okay, cool. And you guys do or do not charge tax on the invoice?
We will charge you tax.
Okay.
State of Virginia is 5.3%.
Can I give you how the invoice should read real quick? Do you have a pen handy?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the bill to and ship to will be the customer. We're giving them a finance agreement, not a lease. So the bill to and ship to is the customer. And it's TGM. So I can give you their...
Oh, they're an existing customer. We already
have
them in our computer.
Oh, you
do?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they already have one of our compressors, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay, perfect. All right,
yeah,
they're
just located right around the corner from us here. They're only about 2 miles from us.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right, that's awesome. All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so you got that information. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right.
I can tell you what I have. I have 11905 Bowman Drive, Suite 505, Fredericksburg, Virginia, 22408.
That's correct.
That's the address that's in the system for them.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
So that's what will be on the pro forma.
Cool. All right, and...
Yeah, I'll send it to you. If it's got something screwed up, then call me back. We'll get it fixed.
And just please make sure it says 100% payment required before shipment so I can pay you before anything ships.
Okay. All right, as soon as I get off the phone with you, I'll call the lady that's doing it and tell her that.
Okay, and it doesn't need to be... Can you just do a formal invoice? Why does it have to be a pro forma?
We can't, because of our accounting rules, we can't issue an invoice until we've actually provided a service or shipped a good.
Oh, so usually you guys don't get paid until delivery.
Right.
Oh, okay, cool.
Most of our customers have credit with us, and, you know, there's pay on net 30, but in a case like this where they're not wanting to, I don't think we have credit set up for TGM. I think they just pay us on a credit card when we do service for them.
So normally when a customer doesn't have credit with you, you just send them a pro forma, and then you send them the final invoice once it's paid?
Well, it depends on the situation. I mean, a lot of times when customers are calling us, see, you buy a compressor once, but you buy service for the compressor every year. So, You know, a lot of times they'll handle the compressor sale one way, and then when they call us for service, they just give us a credit card over the phone when they call, and we just do it that way.
Okay.
But, well, as far as selling the goods is concerned, we either have, you know, some customers give us a down payment and pay the rest on delivery. Some customers have a net 30 account because they provided us with credit history, and we can give them an account and let them have net 30. But, you know, in a case where they're going through a third-party finance company, we typically ask them to get the money up front because we've had too many situations where there was disagreement between the finance company and the customer who needed the goods, and that conflict ends up keeping us from getting paid. And
so ouch, that's not
we
good.
We like to get paid for our stuff, yeah. So, you know, that's why we do it like we do. We have a Kayser leasing program as well that is available to our customers. They just
you guys do that in-house or with another company?
With another company.
Can I ask who you guys work with?
DeLaga Langan.
Okay, I know who they are.
Used to be Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo broke up some of their company, they changed. They sold that division to DeLaga Langan.
Okay.
So we do work with them too.
And you're the sales manager,
they,
right?
They have to pay us. I'm the branch manager for the Virginia branch.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. Well, thanks for getting on this. I appreciate it. I'm trying to get this guy wrapped up today. I'll call you once I get the invoice, and if I have any questions, we'll take it from there.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.